Okay, good evening, everyone. Welcome to the Monday Night Hashkafa Shmooz. I elected tonight to speak about two questions that related questions about people who are frustrated a little bit with difficulty in choosing a Rebbe. I think the question meant to ask that they're just back from Eretz Yisrael, and like my Rebbe in Eretz Yisrael, who was like maybe my first real amazing Rebbe that I had, like, this person feels that my Rebbe in Israel has no time for me, because now he's on with his other guys who are now in his shir this year. He has no time for me. He has new Talmidim, so is there a problem with the Rebbe system? And how much do I ask my Rebbe, and when do I think for myself? Very important questions. That's why I elected to talk about this. So I can't stress enough, this is something that many of you know that I speak about, I mention it every single year at the DRS graduation, how important it is in life for a person to have a Rebbe. I cannot overstate how important it is for life for a person to have a Rebbe. I often quote, when my daughter was dating, so she said, we asked her, you know, what are you looking for? You know, we're trying to figure out, and I'd heard a lot of things. She says, I'm looking for a guy who has a Rebbe. Boy, did she ever get that. She certainly got that. But when you have a Rebbe, Aseh Lecha Rav is a Mishnah, but the advantages of a person having a Rebbe in life, someone who, so how do you choose a Rebbe? Someone who, you know, obviously is a role model for you in terms of Yira Shemayim and Torah scholarship, someone who you can speak to, who you feel comfortable speaking to, who knows you, who gets you, who understands you. You have to have a Rebbe for life. You have to have a Rebbe for life. I guess it could be some people might have one Rebbe for some kinds of issues and a different Rebbe for other kinds of issues. That's okay. You know, not necessarily is your Rebbe for halachic psak always going to be your Rebbe for life advice. But I'm talking really more now about your Rebbe for life advice. For halachic psak, you know, find the biggest Talmud Chacham who knows the most, you know, whatever, who you're connected to. You need to have one rabbi also. If you could find the same person to do both, that's obviously the best. That would be the best, you know. I can't tell you how much I have benefited in my life from my relationship with my Rebbe, Reb Mordechai Willig. I can't put it into words. It's beyond. It's like having a second father in many ways. And now it's like having my only father, honestly, now that I no longer have my father to guide me in this lifetime. You know, Rabbi Willig is someone who gives me guidance at every major life decision that I have. So the question was, how do you find one? And I think that here the question speaks about like a fear or an insecurity that people have, and I get it. You know, I don't want to like be a burden on somebody, or he doesn't have time for me. My experience with Rabbanim and with Rebbes is that, like the Gemara says, Yose Rimasha Egel Rotze Linok Hapara Rotze Lahanik. We don't realize it. Our Rebbes are craving connection with us, most of them. And if they're not really craving connection with the Talmidim, then they probably shouldn't be your Rebbe in the first place. So the Rebbes are craving connection. I don't mean craving in an unhealthy way and like in a self-centered way. I don't mean that. I mean that the Rebbes really enjoy connecting with Talmidim. They enjoy learning with Talmidim. They enjoy talking about life issues with Talmidim. That's what we're here for. That's what Rebbes are here for. And I think a lot of times the Talmud has to push the agenda. You know, in the first paragraph of Pirkei Avos, it says "Aseh Lecha Rav" twice. It says "Aseh Lecha Rav Kenei Lecha Chavra," "Aseh Lecha Rav Istalik Min HaSafik," two separate Mishnayos. And the Maharal writes that one of them is for more halachic psak, and one of them is really for guidance in life. You know, it's for guidance in life, and we I think that Talmidim have to push themselves, as uncomfortable as it is. You say, "Oh, he has no time for me." I think you have to find the right person who understands you and who you trust and you respect and you feel can have a big impact on you in terms of your connection with that person. And you have to bother him. You have to bother him. You think you're bothering, but they want to be bothered. The Rebbes want to be bothered. And if it's really somebody who doesn't want to be bothered, then he probably shouldn't be your Rebbe if he doesn't have time for you. I mean, there's very few people I know that are more busy than Reb Mordechai Willig, but I'm telling you, Every time I call him, without not even one exception, he always makes the time for me. Always. Again, it might not be that second that I need him, but it'll usually be within 20 minutes or a half hour or 45 minutes or an hour or, rarely. I mean, I feel unbelievably blessed, but there certainly are, you have to have a Rebbe who gets you, who you respect and who you can connect to. Ravon Lichtenstein writes famously in a famous article where he writes the source of faith is faith itself. So he writes there that he's religious because he saw three people, Rav Soloveitchik, Rav Aaron Soloveitchik, and Rav Huttner. He's from because he saw those three people. Being connected to an Adam Gadol, you can't underestimate the impact that has. And to get the Torah's perspective on major life issues. Now, the other question the person asked is, how much do you ask a Rebbe and how much do you negotiate on your own? That's a very, very good question. And I don't have necessarily a clear answer for that. What I would say is that after years of asking my Rebbe questions, I don't have to ask him so much anymore because I pretty much know what he's going to say on a topic. So, 75-80%. So I'll usually know what he's going to say. So I don't have to ask him as much because I developed a Derech HaChaim, from him. So I'm not saying I live up to his expectations all the time. I don't always live up to them, but at least I know the path. And there's Shivim Panim Latorah. There's a lot of different drachim, a lot of different rabbis, who have a lot of different shitas, and they're all legit. They're all legit. I mean, they're not all legit, but many, many of them are legit. So getting the Torah's perspective on something is very important. Now, I understand that the questioner meant something about his Rebbe's in Eretz Yisrael. I will share with you very candidly, maybe this is going to sound self-serving, but it's the truth. One of the reasons that I went into Chinuch in America is because, I wanted to be a Rebbe and I wanted to try to impact people. And I feel like in the yeshivas in Eretz Yisrael, so in the year or two that you're there, maybe a year afterwards, if you're coming back, so then there could be that hashpa. I was talking to a young man today who was talking about his Rebbe in Eretz Yisrael who had mamash a life-altering hashpa on him, and he still is connected to him and talks to him all the time still. But I think that's more the exception than the rule. And I went into American Chinuch because I wanted to have the longer-term connection of people 4 years in high school, and then if they come back afterwards, to still stay connected to them. So I dafka did that. Now, again, I don't mean to say that it's impossible to have that connection with Eretz Yisrael, but it's hard when you have thousands of miles separating you. It's hard to keep that connection up. It's just physically hard. So yeah, it could be true that a Rebbe in Eretz Yisrael, you feel like just physically, it's just the time difference between all the, there's only so much time in the day, and then you have the time difference. So it is challenging. But now you come back to yeshiva, if you leave Eretz Yisrael, you got to find someone who you can connect to. And again, if you want to talk more privately or you have questions, but it's so important. It's so important to have a Rebbe. I can't underestimate. There's so many Mamari Chazal. I was looking, I'm not so sure. I think Rav Moshe Feinstein one time spoke in YU. He spoke one time in YU for the Association of Orthodox Jewish Scientists. I wanted to hear my Rabbi Mordechai Willig quoting that speech, and I believe he said this on those words that we say every morning. Magid Devarav Liakov Chukov Mishpatav Liyisrael Lo Asachin Chagai. That what's uniquely Jewish is Mesorah. Mesorah is a uniquely Jewish concept, that you have to have a Rebbe, you have to have somebody giving you the Mesorah. It's not your own, it's not a new thing. This is a uniquely Jewish concept, that Magid Devarav Liakov Chukov Mishpatav Liyisrael. It's like, you have a Rebbe, you have a Mesorah, you have a tradition, and you don't just learn your own things and make up your own religion and you decide your own ideas. We're part of a Mesorah, right? They asked Rav Schechter recently, it went viral, right? What's his biggest accomplishment in life? The man, he said the biggest accomplishment that I didn't mess up the chain. I didn't mess up the chain. I was a solid link in the chain. Yeah, he was a pretty solid link. He was a pretty solid link in the chain. He that all his kids are from. You think that's. But you have to have a Rebbe. You have to have a Rebbe that you're connected to. You have to be part of the Mesorah. Find somebody. There are people out there. It's so important for life. It's so important for life, for all of life's decisions. So when do you run it by the Rebbe? When do you don't? I mean, I think when you're younger, so you're going to run more things by the Rebbe. You're going to run more things, you know. And when you're older, you're going to already get the Rebbe's derech, so you don't have to run every little shaila by the Rebbe. But when you're younger, you're just starting out, you know. And I consider everybody on this call to be in the younger. So yeah, you should talk stuff through the Rebbe. That doesn't mean, and a good Rebbe is not going to tell you what to do. A good Rebbe is not going to do. He's going to help you talk through the issues so that you'll know on your own what to do. He's not going to tell you do like this, do like that. He'll help you talk through the issues so that you'll come to a conclusion. It's your life. Now again, sometimes you need him to know. You need him to help you talk through a decision that's a difficult decision, like what profession should you go into. It's a good idea. You're thinking about different things. I've had many discussions with Talmidim. Is this profession better? Is that profession? Again, I don't know if we had, did we have a schmooze on choosing a profession yet? It would be a very good, I think we talked a little bit about who should be a Rebbe, who shouldn't be a Rebbe. Anyway, but it's a very, I can't underestimate, I speak about it every single graduation. It's not so simple to find. It could be your pulpit rabbi of the shul that you settle in. You know, a shul opened up across the street from me. Rabbi Akiva Willig opened up a shul. And a lot of these young guys, young married guys who are coming to the shul, it's not such a big shul, it's a small shul, very similar to his father's shul, which is also a small shul. But these people, they come to the shul because they want this rabbi to be their Rebbe. He's the Rebbe of the family. He teaches them Torah. They learn together Torah. Paskins, he's suffused with Torah. He's young, but he's the Rebbe of these younger guys. So it's crucial to have. It's not always easy to find, but I feel so strongly that it's so important in life to have a Rebbe that you trust, that you respect, that you can run by your life's questions to. I like I said, I've been so blessed. And if anybody has any questions or thoughts or pushback, please feel free. If you have any questions or thoughts. And I know I didn't say any major chidushim. I don't say major chidushim. It's not my way. But I just feel really strongly about it. Questions? So I'll just close with one point then if there's no questions. So what do you do if tachlis? You're sitting there and while you don't really feel like you have a Rebbe. What do you do? You don't really feel like you have a Rebbe. I'll ask the hard questions. What should I do? Is it me? Is the Rebbe? So honestly, I think there's probably a piece of it that is you. Maybe you're afraid to commit. You know, you're afraid to commit. Like, I don't know. Is this the right Rebbe for me? You know, I'm in a Shia. Is this a Rebbe? How do I know which one is the right Rebbe for life? How do I know? So it's hard to answer that question. My only guidance for you is keep looking. You'll find it. Keep looking. As someone spoke on the Yahrzeit of Rav Chaim Kanievsky, does im tirtzeh tiyeh. So I'll give a little variation on Rav Chaim Kanievsky, right? Im tirtzeh timtza. I believe if you want it enough and you find the right person, you're looking, you'll find the right person. You'll find the right person. You got to look harder, and you got to lower yourself a little bit, humble yourself. It's uncomfortable. Get out of your comfort zone. It's uncomfortable to ask questions of an Adam Gadol. I just finished with this story. Just to give you an example of what my connection to Rabbi Willig has done for me in my life. So when I was around, let's say, I don't know, it was like 21, 22. So I was like an older bachur in YU. Maybe I was 23. I don't know. Somewhere around there. I was really like towards being an older bachur, 24. I forget what it was. Mm-hmm. And like a younger YU guy just back from Israel, you know, like came out, you know, started asking me questions about stuff. And like I said, what are you asking me questions? Like, you know, go, Rabbi Willig's room is right down the hall. What are you asking me? I don't know anything. Go ask Rabbi Willig down the hall. Anyway, one time he came to me, asked me like, Mamisha, really, like a really hard question, like a real difficult, like he was involved in a Meshuggah and Maisa. And like, I had no, anyway, so he's asking me this question. I'm talking through the mind. I'm saying, I'm sorry, I let me go down the hall. So he was literally talking to me in the third floor base medrash. I walked down the hall. Rabbi Willig was sitting learning in room 350. I said, Rebbe, this kid just asked me a question. Like, I don't even, can you? So he looks at me and says, Yisro? I want you to answer the question. You should answer the question. That was like worth more than all the smicha I ever got. And any smicha, any klaf that I got, Rabbi Willig like appointed me and said, from here on in, you hear, I'm hereby christening you. From hereby in, you are considered to be somebody who has enough common sense that you can answer the question yourself. He doesn't want to hear from me. He wants to hear from you. You should give the answer. So, okay, Rebbe, thank you very much. Now tell me, what should I tell him? But anyway, so what I'm saying is that, you know, having a Rebbe is a tremendous source of chizuk. It's a tremendous source of support. You feel like, you know, you're getting it Misinai. You know, you feel like you're getting Misinai. So it's a really important thing. So thank you for coming. And thank you for listening. And everyone should have a great night.
Thank you. Have a good night.
Thank you, Rebbe.
Thank you, Rebbe.
Thank you, Rebbe.